welcome to On Tap Daily for July 14th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday we talked a lot about the infrastructure layer, Google's Universal Commerce Protocol, structured data, the plumbing underneath AI-mediated shopping. Today I want to build on that with a piece of research that landed yesterday from Gartner, reported by Retail Dive, because it puts a hard number on something many of us have sensed but haven't been able to quantify. Here's the headline. Customers are now three times more likely to use a third-party AI tool like ChatGPT or Claude for customer service than they are to use a brand's own chatbot. Three times. And while third-party AI usage has doubled in just the past year, brand chatbot adoption hasn't statistically moved since 2022. Let that sink in. Brands have been pouring money into AI chatbots and consumers are basically ignoring them in favour of tools they already use for everything else in their lives. Now, why does this matter beyond customer service? Because it connects directly to the agentic commerce wave we've been tracking. Search Engine Land published a piece yesterday arguing that agentic commerce, where AI agents actively shop on behalf of consumers, will matter more than ChatGPT ads. They also published six SEO priorities specifically for AI shopping, and the core message is the same. AI can't recommend what it can't understand. Your product data is becoming your primary sales channel, not your website design. Put these two things together and the picture is clear. Consumers trust third-party AI. Third-party AI is learning to shop. Your job isn't to build a better chatbot. It's to make sure the AI tools your customers already trust have complete, accurate, structured information about your products, your policies, and your brand. That's the new competitive advantage. On the partner side, Hoover shipped a security release yesterday that's genuinely important. Check out versions 1.3.12 and 1.4.0 Beta 2 patch a payment method availability bypass. The technical details matter here. The Magewire payment component was writing selected payment methods directly to the quote without running Magento's availability checks. That meant someone could theoretically force a payment method onto an order that shouldn't have been available for that store or customer context. The fix routes the payment method selection through Magento's payment method management interface, which validates availability before saving. This is exactly the kind of vulnerability that becomes more dangerous as AI agents start interacting with checkout APIs directly. An AI agent doesn't see your payment dropdown, it hits your API. If that API doesn't enforce the same validation as your UI, you have a gap. So if you're running Hoover checkouts, update immediately. And if you're building any custom checkout components, audit how you're writing payment data to the quote. Shifting to the broader retail picture, there are two stories worth connecting. First, retailers are stockpiling inventory ahead of expected August tariff changes. The NRF and Hackett Associates project that import volumes at major US ports will hit all-time records this month with a nearly 19% year-over-year jump in June containers. But here's the counterpoint. Retail Dive also ran an analysis asking whether Q1's strong retail results were essentially a mirage. Soft year-over-year comparisons from 2025's tariff disruption, pull-forward demand and favourable timing of holidays all flattered the numbers. The concern is that Q3 could bring a correction. For e-commerce operators, this creates a genuine planning challenge. You're potentially facing higher input costs from tariffs, a consumer who may be pulling back on spending, and an increasingly AI-mediated discovery channel where your structured data matters more than your ad spend. The merchants who navigate this well will be the ones who invest in efficiency, in data quality, in checkout security, in making their operations AI readable, rather than throwing budget at demand generation that may not stick. One more quick story worth flagging. Amazon Shipping is aggressively undercutting FedEx and UPS on pricing, with some shippers seeing savings of up to $6 per package and 33% annual cost reductions. They're even beating USPS on sub-£1 packages, which has traditionally been the postal service's stronghold. If you haven't evaluated Amazon Shipping for your fulfillment mix, now is probably the time, especially if margin pressure is going to intensify in the second half. The thread connecting everything today is control, or more accurately, the loss of it. Consumers are choosing their own AI tools over yours. AI agents are becoming the new storefronts. Tariff uncertainty means your cost structure is increasingly out of your hands. But what you can control is your data quality, your checkout security, and how well your business is structured for a world where machines are doing much of the shopping. Focus there. That's your On Tap Daily for July 14th or 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.